money at this shit. Hello, is anyone here? Am I on hold? I don't know if I'm on hold. Couldn't hold that. Oh god, it stinks.
Oh my goodness, Glenda, Pernod is here. Can you hear Pernod?
Yeah.
Glenda, is you there? Can you hear Pernod?
I can hear you. God, oh my god. You know, you're just damn lucky. You can't smell through the phone.
Well, I don't wear telephones up Pernod's nose. Does you wear a phone in your nose, Glenda? I've never heard of that.
I don't wear a phone in my nose, honey. No, I'm smelling my fart gas here much earlier. It's enough to kill all the cockroaches. If I had cockroaches, which I don't.
Oh, well, that's good.
But you know, I think I killed a small cat last week. I don't know where it went. Maybe it evaporated or disintegrated. I got acid farts.
Oh, Glenda, I don't know if you should do that. You know, that kind of acid thing is from sulfur from Satan. Because he likes to use acid and sulfur to make his molten magma that he throws on people and turns them to stone, Glenda. And he got a collection of statues of sinners who just... There's just inbreds full of sin, and they're all statues in hell. And so, Glenda, is you an inbred?
Oh, God, no, honey, no, I'm not an inbred, but I might be a half-breed.
Oh, I don't know what that is. I didn't know you was a dog, Glenda.
Never mind. Am I on the show? Like, what in the hell's going on?
I don't know. I've never been to hell. Perna don't know what go on in hell, Glenda, but let's get some phone lines open and let's do the show.
I'm here. I already had a pizza.
Oh.
So I'm just doing the show before I go out for another pizza.
Does you own your own pizza place, Jonathan? Because you's making a lot of money for these pizza joints. And I was just wondering if you's in on the stock plan or investors or something like that.
No, but, you know, it was like advice that I once heard in a meeting with billionaires. And they said there are two things you got to remember about what never to invest in. Number one, never invest in a restaurant.
Oh.
And then that was the end of the meeting.
What about number two? Did they say anything about number two? Because
no.
I don't remember you saying anything about that. Number two.
No, there was no... That was part of the joke.
Oh,
it was sort of a bad combination that they were trying
to
do.
It was not funny.
You know, there are only two rules to success. Number one, never tell everything you know. And then they never finish it. And so then they tried to shove that into this stupid investing advice crap about, you know, there are two things you should never invest in. Number one, restaurant, pizza joint. And then they just stopped. And it was dumb and they don't know how to tell jokes because accountants and investors are not funny people. They're just rich.
Right.
But they're dumb. And they're rich.
Well, you know, God does make dumb people, and that's part of the mix of being in humanity, Jonathan. It's just part of the bibliotechnics cross-citation. And just the human race has a whole percentage of idiots and inbreds. And that's a good thing, though, because they's always having to shop. And, you know, they're always wrong. The public is always wrong. The rich is always figuring it out and one step ahead, and then just when they change everything and the public gets used to it, then the rich change it again. And I don't know if that's from Jesus or Satan, but we'll no need to keep priming the pump. I'm here. Somebody cue the lights and the curtain and the glitter bomb and my smug machine. Where is my smug machine? Oh my god, I've been doing things with Kelly Kellerich, you know, door-to-door beauty that never goes out of style. And I'm amazed at how many women will open their doors and their life to more beauty. And we're selling these new toothpicks that you can chew on, and it releases a hormone to make your teeth more beautiful. It's really taking off, along with our new cream rinse that you can use as a moisturizer on your knees.
Do you guys have smoker's tooth polish for my teeth? Because they're pretty black.
Well, that's not good, Glenda. You gotta go to a dentist.
Black? But Glenda, I thought you was white. I didn't know you had black teeth.
No, I'm white.
You're a white person with black teeth, isn't that racial?
No, Glenda, we don't have smoker's tooth polish because we're into beauty, not ugliness.
But what am I supposed to do about my black shitty teeth? Oh my god.
Well, Glenda, just do you brush your teeth? Can you go to the dentist? Do you have like a hammer and chisel?
My teeth ain't black, you guys. I'm fooling you. Oh my god, you actually believe that crap? They wouldn't let me in at any of the casinos in Vegas or Elmer's or Chili's. If my teeth was black, then I'd be homeless. But I'm not homeless.
You know, Glenda, I wasn't gonna say anything, but it's just not fashion and style if you're gonna be homeless. I know you're not homeless, but even talking about the homeless people is not about fashion and style. I mean, you don't see Anna Wintour featuring the homeless, do you?
I didn't know Anna won a tour. Where does she go on tour? And how much does she win?
No, Anna Wintour.
I don't think she should win a tour either. I never get anything like winning a tour.
Then it's settled. We's not gonna allow anyone to win any more tours, especially people named Anna.
All right.
Now, what are we gonna do about this next fundraiser we got coming up?
Well, I was thinking that I could sing a song and dance a couple of numbers and just do a real set, a real smart set, where I sing and dance and get that audience involved with my magical sense. I could do tarot readings, pass out a couple of business cards, do a couple of gigs.
So are you working the crowd after you sing and dance, or during?
No, before, because I'm going to have a sponsorship full page ad in the brochure or the program or whatever it is we pass out. I need a photo shoot for this program for the concert so I can look just like Barbara Streisand. You know, that singer that used to sing in ear parlors?
Oh, yeah.
Until Oprah discovered her.
You know, she used to do duets with Frank Sinatra at the airport lounge. Oh my god, those were the days when you could smoke and blow it right in her face, and she wouldn't say shut the hell up.
This sounds very familiar. Did we talk about this person before? She was local, wasn't she? She's always trying to break into these air parlors.
Oh my god.
Singing her tunes of lust. I've never heard of
this. No, she's one of the greatest motivational speakers of all time who happens to sing ditties while she's doing a waitressing job. That's how she was discovered. She was a waitress, and she was humming. Like she was vacuuming, but she wasn't vacuuming. She was humming.
Remember when she was doing the Love Boat and she sang with Julie and Isaac and Joan Collins and Bert and Ernie? Remember that?
I remember when she did a cartoon or something with Roseanne on the Roseanne Barr Show cartoon show, and Barbara Mandrell came on. She was flying through the air and she bumped into Cher and they was flying and Madonna got upset and then Barbara Streisand did her hair curler routine.
Oh my god, on the Carol Burnett show. I remember that. I saw that a long time ago. Wasn't that like in the 50s or something?
No, it was last week. I saw it on Rerun. It's been syndication.
I don't like it when TV shows is in syndication. It's just an indication of sin. That's all that word means. He's trying to fool us with all these big monsters of the New World Order and their fancy made-up words and language.
You know, it's weird how I build up an appetite during the show to like go and get another pizza, even though I already have a pizza. I'm just saying, it just like gets me worked up, even though I don't really show it.
Dear.
It still kind of angers me or pisses me off in the show.
Do you have problems with anger issues? Because I have a night mask cream if you'd like to do that to also help with your maleness.
My maleness? What the hell is that?
Well, it could be like the stress hormones and the testosterone release, and it makes your sebaceous glands ooze out more oil and fish oil with the supplements I take out of a bottle. It's not hair from a guy or a hair plug.
Oh, yeah.
But it is some kind of a fish oil, and it comes out of your glands.
I saw that on an infomercial. I know just, Catherine, I know exactly what he's talking about. We're supposed to take fish oil for our heart health so it don't ooze out of our scalp and cause, like, lice.
These are the same infomercials you like to get your knowledge from, Glenda?
Yeah.
I was just checking. Okay, yeah, so cool.
Yeah, knowledge. I love knowledge. On these infomercials, it's better than encyclopedia collecting dust on a shelf.
Oh, my goodness. Speaking of encyclopedias, you know, we've got more dead bird heads all across the neighborhood, and I don't know what's going on. It's not like they flew into a plane and got chopped off or anything. It's these dead bird heads, and there's no blood. So I'm wondering if it's just like a new kind of a UFO attack. Instead of attacking the cows and sucking their blood out, these attacking these birds with dead bird heads and sucking the blood out of the bird heads.
You live in a very strange neighborhood, don't you?
Well, it could be haunted. A lot of people think it's possessed, but the people who believe that is in inbreds with the crossed eyes. I've told you about that Bobby Bogler. Oh my god, wiping his boogers on the pews. I can't believe they are so hard they crust there and it's like cement. We have to chisel them off, and then we put them together and make like a statue of Bobby Bogler's bust.
Bobby Bogler had a bus?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, what is it with guys wanting boobs?
I don't know, Glenda, but they better be sure because they'll never look as good as mine.
Here you go again, always talking about your chest and wanting to be on TV shows in L.A. with a sim.
You know, I can't help it that I went to a Starbucks in L.A. today, right downtown by the promenade, and my blouse just blew off. And there they were.
Oh.
I got a round of applause and a free mocha.
Oh, I would have liked to have seen that round of applause, honey, especially with your Vegas show topless.
How come you weren't arrested for that?
You probably slept with the manager of the coffee shop.
I heard that, and I don't sleep with managers of coffee shops. That's just so 70s. No, I don't have to do that. I sent him a postcard with an autograph. They just let me in. And the C's part, I get my mocha and I leave.
Well, sin has a strategy. I just don't approve of that. And neither does Jesus and God and Bernie.
Why do you know the strategies? That's what I want to know. Like, how do you know so much about these sin strategies?
Are they sinfully delicious, honey? You know, like a breakfast cereal for kids that turns to mush. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all sugar.
Oh, like Ferner Frosties. Or Ferner Flakes. Or Ferner Krispies. We got all the cereals. It's very much holy bliss and very, very holiness, Glenda, with a nice taste. You can even save them.
You know, I was doing an ad campaign with my face on the milk. I just didn't like being tipped over and having something come out of my ear and into a bowl.
What, like your brains?
You know what they do at the hair parlor, honey, with the chemicals? They tip your head over so nothing falls out.
Is that what your problem is, Catherine? You're getting chemical brains.
You sound hoarse, honey. Have you been smoking or what?
No, it's just very dusty here in the church. Someone was sneezing and it blew all the dust off the Bibles. And so we don't have our air conditioning filtration system of Jesus installed yet, because we usually wait until spring, you know, before allergy season. We just let the vents sit there and nothing really happens. But someone was just sneezing and sneezing, and then someone had gas, and the filters never did work on that, so it blew all the dust in the air, Glenda, and then Pernod inhaled the dust.
Well, don't get near me with your contamination status. I don't need an infection.
Oh, right, because COVID can be caught over the phone now. Is that what you're getting at? You know, we haven't had a lockdown yet, and it's almost the end of the year. Maybe they're trying to push COVID infections over the phone. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that reminds me, when we're doing these panty pets, we should probably get them sanitized so they don't spread germs, even though I didn't have germs in my panties.
Well, that was, Glenda, does you have the big pile of panties for the panty pets? Did you wash them, Glenda, or what happened to them?
I did take them to a laundromat, but they got ripped off. I think they was passed out to all the different neighborhoods here in Vegas.
Oh, God.
So, honey, your panties is all over Vegas.
Oh, not again.
What does you mean again? Catherine, has you spread your panties over Vegas before? How come Perna didn't know about this sin?
I don't believe that.
Panty sin. Sin of the panties.
Oh, shut up. Panties can't sin. They can only be in the presence of it.
Oh! Indeseo, indeseo, el habon, el habon. Indeseo, indeseo, el habon, el habon. Indeseo, 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 el habon.
That's not a song.
Hurry, wash your mouth out with a Mexican soap.
And a Mexican soap song that doesn't exist.
Well, it exists now. We just sang it, which means it's copyrightable. I mean, I don't even know what the hell it means.
I don't know either. It just sounds like a long Catholic name that never shuts up.
Oh, no, Pernod ain't Catholic, Glenda. That's wrong, because Catholics is out of style now. You know, the word means universal, but no one's universal about Catholics. No one wants to be Catholic, Glenda.
It's kind of like shag rugs, Glenda. Do you still have your Catholic shag rugs?
I don't know if my rugs is Catholic, but I smoke on them and they've never said anything.
Well,
I don't feel any guilt either.
Maybe you should get some Jewish rugs then. I'm just saying.
Jewish rugs. I probably couldn't afford them.
That's because they make you pay full retail, Glenda. If you was Jewish, then they would say, well, normal price is $20, but for you, $9.50.
Well, that is racism right there. That is favoritism. That is illegal.
Well, it sounds like collusion and price fixing, if you ask me. Or maybe even extortion, you know, if they play the Jew card.
There's a lot of Jewish guys in Vegas that are really rich, single, with these ugly wives.
What?
Oh, wait a minute.
How could they be single if they got wives? That is ugly. Glenda, you don't know what you're saying.
I clear my toenails today, you guys. Got to wait for the toe jam.
Oh, gross.
That could be a problem.
Well, it could be a problem, Glenda. Why are you whiffing your toe jam?
Oh, God, that would never be allowed by Kelly Kelleridge, where we talk about beauty and style for door-to-door beauty that never goes out of style. I don't
know. That is so typical. You is just full of slogans. You don't even know what they're saying. You is just sin and slogan. Sin and slogan. That's all your life is sin and slogans.
Well, isn't that what you just said? you just said a slogan about sin, so how are you different?
What?
Jonathan, don't sass.
Well, sin is very important, you know. Without it, then we'd have no idea on how to sell a solution and make money.
What is your talk?
So sin actually fuels the economy. Oh, that's what capitalism's all about. It's about sin.
No, it's not.
So you can sell a solution for it.
No. That wasn't funny.
Wow, never.
That was...
Okay.
You don't know what you're saying.
So, like, my blood sugar is dropping, probably because I'm not getting worked up, you know, and this, so there's no adrenaline or anything to keep me awake, so I have to leave early and go get a pizza.
Drink your juice, Kelsey, or Julius? Is that what her name was from the movie? Drink your juice, Kelsey.
What?
You know that movie. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, with Julia Roberts, where she's got the big mouth and she smiles, and then she's a hairdresser with Dolly Parton or something like that. Steal cigarettes.
No, stealing cigarettes is a sin. I wouldn't do that, even if it was with Dolly Parton. I like her, but she shouldn't be stealing.
Steal magnolias.
Steal graziolas, that's what it is. Oh my God, I burned my mouth last night, my mac and cheese. So sometimes my tongue just flutter, and Glenda can't talk too well, you guys, so you gotta just...
Why is she doing that?
Let me go through and do it here.
Well, why are you burning your mouth with mac and cheese, Glenda? That's a sin too. Everything's a sin. I cannot believe how many sins is going on this radio show tonight.
Oh, please.
I feel defiled.
We'll take a bath.
I love baths with bath salts, but not the drugs. The actual bath salts that smell beautiful and make me gorgeous.
I don't have a bathtub anymore, you guys. Because I had to fill it with bleach water, ate through the bottom of it, leaked out the bottom of my trailer, and caused this sort of an avalanche of bleach down the hill, and then it made like a sinkhole. Part of my trailer sunk and it cracked in the middle.
Oh my goodness.
And now, you know, I might be falling into a hole.
Well, Glenda, you need to do a fundraiser at a church or something like that so you can get a new sinkhole all plugged up. Don't you want to plug up your hole, Glenda?
And Glenda, I can be the MC, the master of ceremonies for plugging your hole.
How big is the sinkhole now, Glenda?
It's no bigger than a kitty box. It's under the kitty box. We put a kitty box on top of it, and then the kitty box got a hole in it. So when the cats take a shit, it's actually plugging the sinkhole.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that'll help with erosion.
I wonder if they can do that with cats. You know, give them a purpose instead of just the sociopaths that they are.
Maybe they could go on Ozempic.
Or a Valvoline motor oil. You know, we just had a race here in Vegas. Everyone's pissed off about it.
Oh my goodness, it's another one, and strike. I cannot keep up with the sins on this show. It's just one sin after another. I just bless it. I need like a group blessing is what I need to do. Jesus, bless the show. Oh, prayer was good on that one. I should have thought of that sooner.
How often do they change the padded walls in the cell you're in at the psych ward?
I don't have a cellular psych ward. I didn't know they could call a psych ward on the cell phone. I thought that was a real building where they had to put the gooky people. Because gooky people belong in a cell, in a psych ward. Like a jail.
I used to sing for people in jail. Oh my God, they were so good.
Yeah, we need to change the subject. I don't even want to hear where that goes.
Did you guys hear about the new lesbian virus that's being released through mosquitoes and Bill Gates with the QAnon newsletter announced it? And InfoWars ain't talking about it because he went dark. It's all over the British news.
No, there is no British news, Glenda. It's Australia. You gotta tell the difference between the two accents. One comes from Germany and Ireland, and then one comes from South Africa, and that's the Australian accent.
You're just a world traveler, aren't you?
Well, I speak in tongues. I have a very wide breadth of languages that I can speak from my menu of languages.
A menu of languages? How big is it, a preefy?
I don't know what that is, a party. A party of language. I don't know. It's like party flavors, like a toot horn that you toot.
I give up. I'm just done. I give up.
Well, honey, gotta buy a vowel before you give up. Otherwise, you gotta solve the puzzle, and I don't even know where it is.
Kelly Keller, I had to solve a problem today with a compensation plan flip charts that fell over in one of the living rooms, and this person didn't have flooring that was glued down, and so the glue was still wet, and it stuck to the compensation board, and everyone gasped, and we couldn't get the compensation board off of the glue on the shag rug or the carpet or whatever it was. I think it was indoor-outdoor carpeting, and the compensation plan just stuck there, and it was embarrassing.
That is a dumb story.
What?
That is a dumb story.
What the hell are you talking about? It's bigger than your story with people going to your church wiping their boogers on chairs.
So, Glenda, what are your ideas for anger control?
Let
Hey, Liz, just let it go. I don't think it should be bottled up inside. It hurts.
Right.
You get it, honey? Yeah. Oh, that stinks.
Well, you need a fan, Glenda, or an aerosol or something. Maybe a candle.
I don't think you should light a candle, Glenda. You're going to blow up your whole trailer if it's filled with the fart gas out of your ooshoot, and that stuff gets combustible. We had that happen to a shed out back. Christians was in it, and they was harvesting tomato plants, and they was covered in pesticides that turned into a chemical gas, and someone lit a cigarette, and then bam, and it was dead.
It was dead. What the plant was dead? The plant died? The tomato plant died? They murdered a tomato plant?
That's right. We had to bury it out back with the rest of the dead, dried out Christians, and then it grew back because it was a tomato plant. And then the little tomatoes grew on it, and then we could see like the faces of Christians on the tomatoes, and there was like little teeny tiny human heads.
Oh, God.
On the tomatoes.
No.
And it was a very haunting kind of a thing.
I really just hate this.
Oh, I hate it too, honey. My prunes haven't kicked in. And I'm so bloated.
You know, I was talking to Kelly Kellerich about makeup and style for door-to-door beauty that never goes out of whack, or whatever the tagline is. I forget. It was on the compensation plan. I told you what happened to that. But we don't have a moisturizer from men that smells manly. And it needs to smell like dirt and earth and musk and...
What?
Beer, I don't know, boots.
What about moss? Don't you need to have things smell like moss?
What?
Like a bunch of moss.
And musty, you know, like dusty in the attic, but in a cool way.
As long as it's not itchy.
I don't like itchy things, like itchy makeup or itchy moisturizers. It ruins the marketing. If it's going to moisturize, it can't itch.
Well, then tell them to get on the horn with these deodorant companies, because my congregation just sit there scratching their armpits. And I know they's using cheap antiperspirant. You know, I can see the drippings and the stains miles and miles away when I'm at the front of the room just preaching, trying to be holy. And then I see that scratching, and that's just... ugly. I just got these ugly people.
Why do you have your job?
Well...
I don't understand why you have your job. You just hate these people.
Well, I don't hate all of them too much.
Can't you wire the church with cameras so we can see how dumb they is, honey?
Oh my God, that's really good. The real Christians of Orange County. Can you imagine that series?
Well, there'd never be anybody on it. They'd be all at home instead of at church because they'd be at home watching the show.
No, when they're at church, the cameras would catch them while they're at church, and that's the show, not when they're at home.
How's you gonna catch them when they's at church if they's at home watching the show on the TV?
You know, I heard that and followed it the first time, and then I didn't.
That's because it doesn't make sense, Glenda.
No kidding.
I told you it doesn't make sense. What are you gonna film a TV show, a Christian at church, if they're already at home watching the Christians on TV who isn't in church? That don't make no sense. You has been smoking something. It's just nasty. Just nasty, nasty.
Are you on painkillers?
Yes.
How many?
Well, it's just like a handful or something like that. They're different colors. They're like the Fred Flintstone vitamins. I just take a fistful and then it's
wow.
Just... no, it's not on painkillers, Jonathan Pernick, giving you a joke.
Okay, so on that, I do have an appetite now. I'm going to go have a pizza and enjoy the sunset. Good night.
Good night, honey. Yeah, they have little stickers you can put on your refrigerator. And they sell them at the Quality Dollar. They're scratch and sniff. It kind of smells like sunscreen. Oh, the sunset, you know, with a big old orange fruit and the sun in the background on a beach.
Right. Wow.
Oh my God, I'm hungry for popcorn. I want to go now, you guys, and watch Love Boat. Good night.
I need to go into a singing gig at the Quality Pie Steakhouse and Pies. So I gotta jet. See you later.
All these people jetting through pies. I didn't know we had pies in the skies on jet skis. No wonder people is flying a jet ski with a pie on their face going into a bunch of moss. Good night.